When I was 12, my dad bought an old Volkswagen. He was supposed to be shopping for a car for my sister, who'd just gotten her driver's license, but instead brought home a 57 Beetle painted primer black. The car had a small oval black window and a wheel where the gas pedal should have been. Also, it didn't have a gas gauge, but rather a reserve tank to switch over to when the car ran out of gas, a quirk we would never experience. The car didn't run. Dad stored the VW in the garage, and the year-old light metallic blue Chevy Monte Carlo bought for Mom, since the driver's seat sat high enough that she could see over the front hood, and my dad's celery green 1967 Ford Mustang moved out of the garage and into the driveway. It'll be a great family project, my dad promised. Not because we had ever been a family that restored cars, and not because Dad wanted me to have the shop experience my junior high school counselor had denied me, but all the girls take OMEC, not shop, Mr. Decker had cautioned as he corrected my class registration form. Dad bought the old car because he imagined it was a project that would keep him, a lifelong workaholic, at home more and at the office less. But it was a car full of possibilities for a family that couldn't imagine a future. Mom had been diagnosed with cancer and given 9 months to live. First, Mom had a hysterectomy, major abdominal surgery that meant she could barely get around the house, let alone drive or wield power tools for a family project. So the car sat in the garage waiting. Mom recovered from her surgery, but soon started chemo, getting weaker and sicker with each passing month. Sometimes I'd sit in the driver's seat of that old VW and pretend to drive. I imagined my 16-year-old self. Mine would be the coolest car cruising Maple Avenue with my friends from McDonald's to 7-Eleven and back. We'd eat French fries and drink milkshakes and flirt with boys just like they did on happy days. At some point, either realizing that the VW wouldn't be running anytime soon, or because of pressure from my mom, Dad bought an 8-year-old VW Beetle sporting its original Peru green paint, a body with only a few minor dings, and an engine that actually ran. Mom lasted more than a year, a fact we shared with great pride, as if it were a testament to Mom's will to live, her strength to fight, when really it was just luck. Dad sold the Mustang to the teenage boy next door, and the old VW went to a person who restored cars. A year later, my sister moved to Chicago, and the green bug became mine. But I missed that antique VW, where in spite of the fear and the anticipatory grief, I'd imagined a future in a way my dad never could.